Hallelujah. Please, you may be seated in heavenly places. What an awesome presence of God here tonight. I'm trusting God that as we ride into this presence, that you will not leave here the same way you came, in the name of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. And I'd like to welcome you to the opening rally of 2020 Kingdom Power and Glory World Conference. Give Jesus a big clap and a shout of praise. Hallelujah. Praise God. All I'm here to do today is to welcome every one of you on behalf of the senior pastor, Dr. Pastor Paul Enenche, to this year's conference, convention. And I believe that without a shadow of a doubt, God is going to deliver into the hands of somebody their long-awaited miracles in the name of Jesus Christ. We've had a couple of people that have joined us in from yesterday night session and then this morning session. And tonight, we've had a couple of men and women, pastors, set men in their ministries that have joined us here. We have with us here tonight Reverend Intia and his wife. We have with us also, you are welcome, we have with us also Reverend George Izunwa, all the way from Port Harcourt. We have with us Reverend and Mrs. Godwin Abba from Gwarimpa here in Abuja. And we also have with us Pastor Obinna, all the way from Port Harcourt. We have with us as well Reverend Ezekiel Atang, all the way from Uyo in Akwa Ibom. We have with us Reverend Kufre as well. And we have Pastor James Olajide from Jos. We have Reverend Caleb Agosa. We have Reverend Kayode Abe. We have Evangelist Enewa Aluma. Hallelujah. All the way from Benue State, Makurdi. We have Pastor Jude here with us today, right from Abuja here too. We have with us Evangelist Andy Kayde. He has been here since Friday for this event of programs. We have Pastor Ben Uloko all the way from South Africa, also been here since Friday as well. We have Reverend and Mrs. Ayuk all the way from Cameroon. Hallelujah. We have Reverend Jonathan from Ghana, also with us here. You are all welcome. We have Pastor and Mrs. Ina, all the way from the international city of Kano. Hallelujah. We welcome every one of you. And we have quite a number of other people that are here. Probably, if time permits us, as in the course of the program, we'll be recognizing your presence. And tonight we have with us, too, some very important gentlemen and ladies from various parts of the country and parts of the world. And these are Dunamis pastors and their wives. Can you all stand for recognition as well? Anywhere you are in the auditorium, you are all welcome. We're happy to have you. And we thank God for what God is using you all to do in the name of Jesus. Please, senior pastor is here with us. Let's give Jesus a big clap of hands. And then please, you may be seated in the name of Jesus Christ. Praise God. And we have with us also a very huge number of people that have come from around the world as well to join us for this year's Kingdom Power and Glory World Conference. Yes, give Jesus a big clap of hands. We have people here from Cameroon. We have people here from Zambia. We have people here from the United States of America. We have people here from the United Kingdom, from Ghana, from Benin Republic, from Botswana. Are you not excited? From Germany and from South Africa. God has been faithful. Most of all, virtually all of these people have followed the government laid down regulations, protocol, procedures, and a gentleman here from the UK, where is he, got in and quarantined in Lagos at the designated facilities for 2 weeks, got tested before coming in to Abuja and into the conference. And virtually all of them here have also gone through the mandatory testing and all that they need to do. But by all means, I want you to know that Jesus is in control in Nigeria and in your life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. The Bible tells us that the expectation of the righteous shall not be cut off. We have come in here with great expectations for this conference. We've come in here trusting God for divine encounters, for divine visitations. And I believe, God, that we shall not live here the same way we came in the name of Jesus. And tonight we'll be receiving the ministry of Dunamis Voice. They are ministering songs received and written by God's servant, the senior pastor. And these songs are bound to bless you, transform your life, and give you an encounter. And so let's receive Dunamis Voice tonight as the minister. Songs received and written by Dr. Pastor Paul Enenche. Thank you.
was an injection. Just 1 minute. Without you, Lord, there are more questions than answers. You have plenty of questions, minimal answers. Because independence from you is insufficiency in life. It's like the independence of the aircraft from the control tower. Every step from you is a step towards disaster. As the prodigal son. But with you, my life has meaning and bearing. And with you, my life is risk-free. Any risk I take is profitable. And fail safe. That is, don't fear for me where failure is concerned. Waterproof. Risk proof. Fail safe. Take it again, everybody.
There are more questions than answers.
Everybody say,
because the independence from you, missing sufficiency in time.
Nothing I can give you to reflect the value of you
in my life.
Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor to me. Blessed be your name. Adoration to you. Thank you. And thank you. And thank you. We worship you, Lord. Jesus, precious. Breathe upon this service. Let every trip that everybody made from everywhere around the world where we came, let it be justified by your presence, by your power, by your word. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' name. Take your seat 1 minute and lift up your right hand and worship.
Oh, Thank you, Master. Nothing can reflect the value of you in our lives. We worship you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Just wave your hands and worship him. It's all right, and I'm worshiping. Something is up. Thank you. Father, we praise you tonight. Again and again and again. And again and again and again. Thank you for this climate tonight. And thank you for what it will produce in the lives of the people. To you be all the glory, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Jesus' precious name. Please be seated. Chapter 20. I'd like to use this opportunity to welcome everybody from all around the world. What a privilege to worship together, different churches, different denominations, and different congregations from all around the world. We look up to His mercy and His grace tonight, and I believe that nobody will be the same. Acts chapter 20, verse 32. He said, "And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of His grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified." Subject is possessing your possession, dash, our inheritance. Possessing your possession, that is referring to our inheritance. Tonight, we are going to understand our inheritance in God and understand our access to that inheritance. There is an inheritance in God for every child of God. There is an inheritance for every child of the kingdom. John chapter 1, verse 12, he said, "But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God." Sonship connotes inheritance. Romans chapter 8, verse 17, where we read earlier on in the morning. And if we are children, then we are heirs. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. Sonship connotes inheritance. That was why we read in Acts chapter 3, Acts chapter 20, verse 32, commending us to God, to the word of his grace, which is able to build us up and to give us an inheritance among all them that are separated. To be separated unto God is to be qualified for inheritance from God. To be separated from the world to God is to be qualified for an inheritance from God. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 11. These are all several scriptures pointing to our inheritance. He said, "In him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, in whom we have obtained an inheritance." We have obtained an inheritance. For every child of God, there is an inheritance for you in Christ. There is an inheritance for you in Christ. There is an inheritance for you in Christ. If you have decided not to be like them, you are not permitted to end like them. If you have decided not to be like them, you are not permitted to live like them. There is an inheritance for every child of God in God. Colossians chapter 3, verse 23 to 24. "And whatsoever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord, and not unto men, knowing that of everything you do, just do it from your heart. Don't do eye service. Don't be playing games with God. Why? You know that of the Lord you shall receive the reward of the inheritance. For you serve the Lord Christ." There is inheritance for service. Service to God attracts inheritance from him. Everything you do, do it heartily. Pastor heartily. Usher heartily. Choir heartily. Counsel heartily. Security work heartily. Clean the church heartily. For from the Lord you know that there is an inheritance. You are not wasting your life. Second Peter chapter 1, verse 3, all the way to verse 4. It said, "According as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness." All things, all things, all things. "Through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue, whereby he has given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by this ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust." The knowledge of God is automatic access to his inheritance. That was 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 to verse 4. What of 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 2 to verse 4? Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and to virtue. And then he gave us inheritance. I'd like us to listen to this. Salvation is a package. A package of not just escape from hell to heaven, but a package of welfare on the earth. Scriptures make it clear that there are things that accompany salvation. Hebrews chapter 6 verse 9. He said, but beloved, we are persuaded better things or of better things of you. That is, your life is designed to be better than how it is. Why? Because there are things that accompany salvation. And things that accompany salvation, do with us speak. You may be seated here today, and maybe you are stranded accommodation-wise, or you are trusting God to break through a barrier of demonic affliction or whatever it is. He said, there are better things regarding you because there are things that accompany salvation. I wish that somebody can understand something I'm saying here tonight. Your life is not permitted to where it is. The lie the devil has told you is not permitted to remain, because there are things that accompany salvation. There are things that accompany salvation, and those things are being made manifest to you right now. When you went to Nigerian Defense Academy and did your training, all you needed to do was to pass the exam, and you passed the interview, and you came with your bag, and then you entered, right? And then you signed at the gate that you have agreed to all the terms, and if anything happens to you, they shouldn't ask anybody, that you have agreed. But from that moment forward, every dress you wear, as it pertains to your service, was supplied by the government. The boot, the dress, the shoe, food in the morning, food in the afternoon, food in the evening, plus salary. You are a student collecting salary. You don't send home to ask for money. You can actually send money to your people at home. And from the first day you entered, you have started counting your service. That is, the passage of that exam was not just an exam. There are things that accompanied it. Am I communicating at all? Take your seat. There are things that just accompanied it. And then you are just, if you're in those days, I don't know how it is now. If your child entered military school or any of those kind of schools, that is, you are through with him. Money wise, pocket wise, salary wise, everything wise. Because that entrance gave him certain accompaniments. That is how it is with salvation. There are things that accompany it. The devil does not want you to see it. The devil wants to make you believe you are doing God a favor by coming to church, so it is enough to just go to church and be scattered, battered, shattered, defeated, and then be a liability to yourself and a liability to your generation. But that devil is a bastard liar.
He said, I have not called you seed of Jacob to look for me in vain. I am not asking you to serve me for nothing. I am not asking you to waste your time serving me. I said not to the seed of Jacob, serve me in vain. I have not spoken in the secret, in the dark place of the earth. I said not unto the seed of Jacob, seek me in vain. I, the Lord, speak righteousness. I declare things that are right.
Take your seat. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and in verse 58. He said, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable,
always abounding in the work of the Lord,
for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord.
You are not wasting your life. I wish somebody can tell himself now, I am not wasting my life. I am not wasting my time. I am not wasting my energy.
The Living Bible version, New Living Translation, both of them communicate that nothing you do to the Lord is a waste.
Nothing you do. He says, so my dear brothers and sisters, be strong and immovable. Always walk enthusiastically for the Lord. For you know that nothing you do for the Lord is ever useless. Nothing you do for the Lord is ever wasted, as it will be if there were no resurrection.
Take your seat. I am trusting the Lord for a knockout blow on every limitation mentality.
A knockout blow on every psychosclerosis, a hardening of the thinking.
Let's go one by one. What are the things that accompany salvation? What is our inheritance in God? I can't exhaust them tonight. They are as vast as the scripture. But number one is spiritual prosperity. Spiritual prosperity. He said, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospereth. 3 John verse 2. Spiritual prosperity, the prosperity of the soul. Doing well spiritually.
Then he said in Ephesians chapter 1 and in verse 3. Alright, if you read from verse 1 all the way to verse 3. He said, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus, grace be to you, and peace from God our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings. This one is not material yet. This is not financial yet. These are spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ.
Spiritual blessings are blessings that turn you spiritual.
Spiritual blessings are blessings that facilitate spirituality. With what I am talking about, you are not, there is no devil that has a lying sense to fight your prayer life. It is part of your inheritance to do well spiritually. It is part of your inheritance to pray well. It is part of your inheritance to fast well. It is part of your inheritance to study the Bible and understand it. It is part of your inheritance to be vibrant. It's part of your inheritance to be spiritually vibrant and buoyant. You cannot say there is an idol in your family that says nobody can be a Christian. So you became a Christian and they are fighting you. They have not burned that idol yet. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today?
You cannot say that you are the first pastor in your village or the first pastor in your community. Because of that, you are struggling. Oh, every time I fast, a devil will attack me. Every time I try to pray, something will come after me. Every time. That devil is a bastard. Anything that is making you struggle with your life, struggle with your prayer life, is an abomination of redemption. And today it is arrested.
Take your seat. This is taken as number one. Because it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. You should be able to fast whenever you want, without anything stopping the fasting. You should be able to pray abundantly, berekeketiously. You should be able to open Bible and see it and see what the Bible is saying. You should be able to worship abundantly. You should be able to progress between the first time you gave your life to Christ and today. Your spiritual life should have moved substantially forward, because spiritual blessing, spiritual progress, spiritual prosperity is part of your inheritance in God. Is God speaking to somebody here at all?
These blessings include spiritual giftings, the manifestations of the gifts of the Spirit, the manifestations of the fruits of the Spirit, the manifestations of the spiritual blessings are blessings that originated from the spiritual realm that enhance and facilitate spirituality. Am I communicating at all? Spiritual blessings make you to function the way David functioned, where you are almost flowing in this realm and flowing in that realm and flowing, and people are wondering, what kind of grace is this?
I was playing one of the tracks of our new album coming out to one of the professional musicians, top professional musician in this country. And after he listened to it for a while, he said, Daddy, you are doing everything. Please leave this side for us now. And I said, really? No, it's not like that. It's not like that. There is the purpose why God allowed it to flow like that. It's part of it. It's part of the inheritance. There is the reason why God allowed it to flow like that. So that in your realm, we can be able to pastor some people. Spiritual blessings. The reason why you must know this is so you can insist on it.
I will tell you the reason why at the end of the day, so you can insist on it. They say your father gave you land, and somebody says it is not your land. You insist on it.
Spiritual blessing is your inheritance, the accompaniment of salvation, number one. Number two is divine health and vitality.
I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospereth. Prosper and be in health.
And in 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 24, himself took our infirmities. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, we should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you are healed. We saw Matthew chapter 8 verse 17. Himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. We dealt extensively with this at the healing and deliverance service. You are not permitted to exist like vegetable. You are not permitted to be weakly, sickly. Or to be sickly, weakly. You are not permitted to be a prayer project. A concern. Vitality. Energy. Dynamism. That is your portion in the covenant.
That is your portion of inheritance in God.
One day somebody came for healing and Jesus said it is not good to give the children's bread to dogs. You remember the story? It's not good to give the children's bread to dogs. So healing is the bread of the children of the kingdom. When last did your small boy ask for bread and you say, come tomorrow? And for that matter, in this kingdom, bread is a daily matter. Give us this day. Daily bread is daily health. It's apart from daily supernatural supply, it is daily health, daily energy, daily vitality. You have the permission to connect the bread for today. Father, I connect the bread for today. I connect the health for today. I connect energy for today. I connect wellness for today. That is not a prayer to just recite. That is a revelation to appropriate. They put the scripture to you on the screen there. Is God speaking to anybody? Take your seat. Sickness is not a sin, but it's a weight. It's a distraction. You need energy to fulfill destiny. Did you hear what I just said? You need energy to fulfill destiny. You need to be well to maintain focus. That is number two. Inheritance in the covenant. And as I stand there by the mantle of God upon my life, I decree today, everything called a disease, a sickness, an affliction in your body, they die now in the name of Jesus. See how God has helped us for 20-something be running. Several schedules, several assignments. How many of such could have been done? If you are just there trying to service one affliction, that devil is a bastard. So, your inheritance, second, was divine health and vitality. Number three is divine deliverance and liberty. Freedom belongs to you. I am the way, the truth, and the life. That is what Jesus said. John chapter 14. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Verse 6. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And then John chapter 8, verse 32. And you shall know that truth. It didn't say set free, because that is how we quote it all the time. If you are set free, you can be made bound later. Set. But he said, the truth shall manufacture you unto freedom. The truth shall finalize your freedom. It shall make you. This is irreversible liberty. You are not permitted to be serving Jesus and be answerable to a witch. You are not permitted to
be serving Jesus and be tormented by an occult man. Oh. You are not permitted to have a destiny that is hindered by an ancestral curse, a generational curse, irrespective of where it came from. For Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Galatians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14. Being made a curse for us, as it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles. You are not permitted. You are not permitted to be answerable.
And there is nothing that disarms darkness like light. What I am saying now, there are people until they go through 7 days dry fasting or something, they don't think they have delivered. What I am saying now is producing instant deliverance now. Now, now, now. Now, now, now. Now, now, now. Is producing deliverance now. It's one thing for someone to lay hands on you. It's another thing for someone to lay words. And the laying of words at times can be almost superior to the laying of hands, because he said this. He didn't say he sent forth their hands and he healed them. He sent forth his word.
Is God speaking to anybody here at all? And so by this preaching tonight, everything that is called a curse, every attack from hell that is hindering your destiny, every chain of bondage is broken now! It's broken now!
Take your seat. There are people who say that I am from such a very terrible family. In fact, my forefather was a slave trader. Very, very terrible. We are from such families too. We are from such families too. In fact, more terrible. My great grandfather, that one was a slave master.
When they stopped the slave trade, he continued.
If he's coming towards market side, people are running. The guy. If they say scam, no, they catch him. Terrible. Very, very raw. That was the kind of place that some of us came out of. In our hinter village, where we from that hinter village side. Some guys, they are very deadly. Very deadly. Can talk of rain at will, anything at will. Out of that kind of ground, it broke. He said, "There shall come forth a seed out of a dry ground." I don't care where you came from. I don't care who your forefather is. I am here to announce to you, you are breaking out. You are breaking out. You are breaking out. You are breaking out. Is God speaking to anybody here at all? Is God speaking to anybody here at all? Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. That is divine deliverance and liberty. Number 4 is supernatural supplies. Capacity to command resources. Poverty is not synonymous with spirituality. And spirituality is not synonymous with poverty. Let every devil be a bastard liar. Spirituality is combinable with abundance. Integrity and spirituality are combinable. Integrity and prosperity are combinable. Job combined it effectively. Abraham combined it effectively. David combined it effectively. Hezekiah, throughout scripture. 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 9. Look at what scripture said. 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 9. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty might be made rich. You know, there are people who see things like this in scripture and spiritualize everything. No, it's not physical riches he's talking about. It's not physical riches. Though he was rich, he became poor. How did he become poor? He's talking of spiritual poverty. And he's talking of spiritual riches. You know, there are people who want to explain things for God. They want to excuse things on the behalf of God all the time. Yes, he was poor. Coming from heaven to the earth here. That is class suicide. It is not the same as coming from the White House to a village at the backside of, let me not mention your village. He came all the way from up, came down. That is poverty enough. Then they stripped him on the cross of Calvary. He was naked up there. Then he looked for ordinary water. They gave him vinegar. And if that does not satisfy you, Revelation 5:12 made it ho-ha. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and to receive riches and to receive wisdom and to receive strength and to receive honor and to receive glory and to receive blessing. If Bible can mention riches, we shouldn't be afraid to mention it. There are those who will focus on riches and end in hell. That's not the people are talking about. But let it be made clear that it is part of your inheritance in God for resources to pass through your hands. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. The resources of the owner of the earth does not belong to the enemies, to the enemies of the owner. As the time permits, we may talk about this. Look at the people controlling a lot of things on the earth today. Look at the people controlling a lot of things on the earth today. Are the people that conquered wealth from any man or any means, while the children of the kingdom were just busy watching. But before this end time round wraps up, something will change somehow. I'd like you to make up your mind. I reject poverty with a passion. I reject, because poverty causes people to lose respect. You lose respect. A junior brother is respected more than a senior brother in the house, in the family, in the community, because he has no money. I've told you of Nnamdi Anokonkwo before. Nnamdi is the junior brother. Okonkwo is the senior brother. Nnamdi has money. Okonkwo has no money. During family meeting, Nnamdi is not around. Okonkwo is around. Can we have the meeting? No, we are not complete. Somebody is not around. Nnamdi is not around. Next meeting, Nnamdi is around. Okonkwo is not around. Can we have the meeting? Let's go ahead. We will communicate our deliberations to him. You know, there is a golden rule that says, whatever you want men to do for you, do to them. There is another golden rule that says, those who have the gold, make the rules. And we are witnessing that now. Look at Joseph of Arimathea. How he went and commanded and demanded for the body of Jesus to be delivered. The Bible says, a rich man, a rich disciple, he went and demanded, and they delivered to him. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Supposing we go and buy the airtime of all the television stations for 6 hours, or for 12 hours, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Life starts, one to pray, one to talk, one to teach. Any channel you turn to, we are talking. At any time. The only way not to hear us is turn off all your television. Because if you change channel, we are there. Change the other channel, we are there. And you have enough of the resources to command it. I declare today, every spell of wretchedness, every spell of poverty, every spell of empty-handedness in this season, I declare it is broken. It is broken. It is broken. Those who say the church should not have resources, their eyes should open right now, isn't it? Right now in this season. Somebody shouldn't have aircraft. Somebody shouldn't have this and that. Eyes should open now. We are in injury time. And we need massive resources to disciple our generation massively. We need massive resources to persecute the devil. And it must come. Monday, Tuesday, you are in Accra, Ghana, ministering. Tuesday, Wednesday, you are in Nairobi, Kenya, ministering. Thursday, Friday, you are in Durban, South Africa, ministering. Saturday night, you flew over back to the house to preach on Sunday morning and take off on Sunday night. And then you are. And then there are several groups of people going to several places on the earth. You are not waiting on a commercial airplane because the earth is the Lord. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. It is not humility to be ignorant of your possession. It is not humility to be ignorant of your inheritance. It is stupidity. It is not humility to be unaware of what is yours. It's not spirituality also. And now, please, they say what you don't steal you. That's the way they put it. What you are not seeing will not bother to steal you. Do you understand what I'm saying? So what you are not aware of may not be aware of you too. And I have said it before, God will not bother you with what does not bother you. You can never have harvest where you don't have interest. You are just going like that. I will talk about something at the end of this service. You are very, very committed and very, very dedicated and very, very consecrated, but highly ignorant. And today it is ending. I don't know about you, but I refuse to take the back seat to the devil and to take the back seat to any agent of darkness and to take the back seat to the children of the kingdoms of this world. I believe the front is our place and we are going there. Say the loudest, amen. Yeah.
supernatural, oh my time, supernatural supplies. That is wealth, abundance. Number five is supernatural success and distinction. Supernatural do wellness. Success and distinction. It is scriptural to be on top. For you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. You are the light of the world, not a candle of a hamlet. You are the light of the world, not a lantern in a village. And even if you are in a village, your light should shine from that village and ignite your generation. A city set on a hill that cannot be hid. Spirituality guarantees notoriety. You are positively notorious. Where the devil himself cannot claim ignorance of your existence. A city set on a hill that cannot be hid. Listen to this. You are to stand out, not to die under. Stand out. Listen to this. You are a lawyer. Some of the most outstanding lawyers in the world are destined to come out of the church. You are a civil engineer. You are an architect. You are a medical doctor. Sabineness of book should be your major problem. Take your seat. One day I was standing on the altar here and I was praying and casting out devils and dealing with nephrotic syndrome and acute glomerulonephritis and nephritis, and I was dealing with a lot of urogenital system diseases, and a urologist from across the world called me and said, you remember, you are still saying these things as if like actively in practice. My wife said in the morning, I said, don't worry, when I prepare it, I'll come back and mention the names well. She said, no way. what do you have? Will any preparation be more than that? What more will you say? God does not want us to be dullards. Excellence is one of the ways to prove to the world who born you. You know, in the village, when you see the child of a herbalist coming, you avoid him. They say this man is the firstborn of that native doctor. Our own excellence is one of the ways to prove to the world who born you. Take your seat. There is nothing about failure that glorifies God. Failure academically, failure in career, failure in your profession, nothing about failure that is a part of your inheritance. Well, our Bible school of ministry here. We have had people who came and they don't know how to read or write. I remember the case of that lady. Or speak well. By the time this woman finished Bible school, she had a calligraphic writing, artistic writing, as if an angel taught her how to write. Accurately, speech accurate, writing impeccable. Who teaches like God? Who teaches like God? He lifted by his power, and who teaches like him? Am I communicating at all? It is your inheritance to do well in that property business, in that estate business. It's your inheritance to do well in that oil and gas until you are on top of the game. You are in the hospitality industry. It is your inheritance to be the top. Arise, shine, for your light has come. A city set on a hill cannot be hid. Somebody say amen. Don't be moving about apologizing to people. That is not your portion. Not be moving about apologizing to people. That is not your portion. Supernatural success and distinction. That was number what? Number five. Number six is spiritual authority. It is part of your inheritance. Spiritual authority. Spiritual authority. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and on scorpions, and over every power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. I give you power. Spiritual authority. You are of God, little children, and you have overcome them. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. For greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You are not an undergoer, you are an overcomer. See what I'm passing through? That is not your realm. First John chapter 5, verse 4. Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. It's a consistent thing. Overcometh. He overcame. He is overcoming. He will overcome. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Spiritual authority. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 to verse 6. Though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience. When your obedience is fulfilled, when you are confronted by a witch, or you confront a witch, it is like bulldozer confronted an ant. That's how it should be. There is no occultic man under heaven occultic enough to point a finger at you and leave. None. There is none that is just enough, that carries enough power, enough witchcraft, whether he can appear or disappear, whether he drinks human blood every day, to point a finger at you and then go back alive. It's an abomination. It's an abomination. We put our year, sister put our year calendar in her room. And then the bird flew, missed road and flew there. And then flew and hit the calendar, my picture and mommy's picture. Hit the calendar and started burning. The moment it jammed the picture, it started burning from the wall.
and physically and landed on the rug, burnt a hole on the rug as it was roasted. Picture burnt it. Picture burnt it, belete person. You understand what I'm talking about? I like you to be charged. Until you are charged, you can't take charge. I like you to be charged. Eyes red in the realm of the spirit.
They say in the West, your eyes are not red. You don't have power. You don't have money. Who will fear you? You should have one of the... Who will fear you? Am I communicating at all?
You are a bigger masquerade than that devil.
Somebody is asking me, why are you talking like that? He said, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and on scorpions and every power of the enemy.
He said, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Every powerful juju man is a boy to the devil. And the devil is your boy.
When I was a small boy, about the age of 17 or 18, on fire for God, there was a man, he had rings in his hands, and deadly man, the kind of person you are afraid to shake hands with. And I entered him one day and he brought out his hand. I brought out my own too, shook it with fire. He was the one who withdrew his hand.
Hey! Hey! Somebody shout, I have authority. It's my inheritance. I have authority. It is my inheritance.
Spiritual sense is superior to physical size. Take your sense. Because it is not because the lion is the biggest animal in the bush. I need you to have some information. The ostrich can give the lion a back kick to death. The ostrich. Back kick. The giraffe is worse. It can kick it to death. The lion is aware of it. But despite that awareness, he sees an ostrich will be hanging around to be watching when he's not looking again. He will jump on the back. Another lion will jump at the other leg. All they are looking for is to see if they can tackle him until he falls down. Then one will go straight for the neck and hold the external jugular vein. And then the rest start devouring his abdomen while he's still alive. Spiritual sense. When you carry it, the devil knows. His agents know. Am I communicating at all? From this moment forward, the next time they dare you, they only arrive for a suicide mission. From this moment forward, the next time they dare your children, they dare your loved ones, they arrived on a suicide mission. And I stand here by the prophetic and apostolic mantle of God on my life. The judgmental mantle of fire. As I sit, stand in judgment here today. Any
any man, woman, boy, girl, witch, wizard, or cult person that is arrayed against your life, against your family, against this ministry, against every ministry here represented, I declare they repent or they are laid to rest. In the name of Jesus, none of those wicked agents of the devil shall cross this year into another year. Somebody shout, power!
Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Something is happening. Something is happening. Shandalagayagadagaya.
Pray in the spirit for 60 seconds. Like bagadagayaya. Letika barana gadayate peretanimaso. Le paratege sina managayalala. Le perete sike dina milateros. Minateros ke predive li pradigadi. Li pradigadi le preketidi birakatayadayahas. Mashadalas, lekebadayadagayadas, leketide daranagares, la paragadialala hoshada, repete kezego dagalagayalalaha, rateza tora pada kela raya, in Jesus' name.
Every
witch, every wizard, every wicked man, every wicked woman who have vowed not to let you rest in this season, they shall be laid to rest. Who have vowed not to let us rest or to let your loved ones rest in this season, they must be laid to rest.
I release judgmental angels, battle angels, war angels tonight to execute judgments that are written. Shout the loudest amen and take your seat. Finally, number 7 for tonight, like I said, is divine and abundant life. That is life in quality and quantity. Divine and abundant life. The thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy.
I am come that they might have life,
and that they might have it excessively, exuberantly, berekedestiously. You are not permitted to be a waste material. Not by stray bullet, not by charm, not by nothing. Last Sunday, one of our members here traveled, and I don't advise people to travel on Sunday because we have to honor God with his time, with that time. Somewhere around Edo State, he stepped out, he was driving, an officer sat beside him, and they were accosted by 15 terrible kidnappers with general purpose machine gun, with belt of rifles, with a gun truck, fully ready like they went to war. The officer sitting before he could say, praise the Lord. The officer said, I have been shot. Gun bullet from one side came out of the other side. He was sitting in the pool of blood. The brother was forced to stop. An escort with 4 policemen and a VIP were coming behind. They killed the 2 out of the 4 on the spot. And hand arrested the other 2. Took VIP. And they carried this brother right into the bush. But we decree there is no future for that devil in this nation. And in the nations of the world and in West Africa, in Cameroon, there is no place for that devil. There is no place for that devil. The home church leader called me. It was because the man is a host. His house is the location for house fellowship. And the leader called me from the house with a wife. I said, he's recovered without consequence. Now, this is somebody that have killed people in his presence. He's recovered without consequence. Now, they called the woman in the night and said, your husband is in our custody and you are to bring 10 million. The woman thought it was a joke. She slept. She has a baby of 2 months old. Yes. Following morning, they called again. Do you think we are joking? Your husband is in our custody. Bring 10 million. Well, long story made short. Young man was singing, you are always there to help. You are always there to help me. One of their leaders came and said, what are you saying? What are you talking? He said, I'm singing. He said, what song? He said, my senior pastor's song. Do you know where you are at all? He continues singing. How much can you bring? I don't have anything. I can't bring anything. Already he said these people started selling things and they have raised almost 700,000. He's singing. You are always there today. He said, my people can't raise anything. He said, it means your people don't value you. So we'll waste you. He's singing a song. The man got angry and shot him. Bullet landed on the tummy, dropped on the floor. Ay, 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 ay. The man looked and said, what's happening here? He went. Immediately, their leader from another camp called. He said, you are holding somebody in that place now that is troubling our power. You are holding somebody in that place now that is disturbing us. And then they came to him and said, he should be the one. He must be the one the shot and bullet can't enter. Stand up. Move now. Follow this road. If you go straight. On the spot. If you follow this road straight, you are going to go and end in so and so town. In the middle of the night, he left, saw a serpent on the road, all manner, but eventually reached and met some vigilante. Rescued him. The money his family gathered, not a dime was paid. They released, I said, released without. He was released in a hurry. He showed me the spot. You know, there are times God leaves some spot to remind you of some things. You saw it. He just like this and dropped. You are not wasteable like chicken. Any angle death plans to come from is not your portion. Because there are people, it's not sickness, it was accident. I don't know why this was not accident. You're just bullet mistake. That devil is a bastard. Any angle it is planning to come from, whether it's a chronic disease or a debilitating disease, it is not your portion. It is not your portion. Living long is your inheritance. Fulfilling your days is part of your inheritance. Somebody shout, yes! Take your seat, let me round up. Oh Lord. Hebrews chapter 2 verse 9. It said, but we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. He is to taste the death you are to taste. Said it for you. He died young. You are now qualified to live long. He
irrespective of how people die in your village, irrespective of how young your father or your mother died, irrespective of how other people died. Listen to me. Peter is not James. Herod beheaded James, and he went and took Peter to behead Peter, but Peter is not James. Why James was beheaded was beheadable. Only God will knows, and he will explain later. But you can't take Peter just because you dealt with James. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? I am anointed to announce to somebody that death they organized for your family people is returning back to hell. It's returning back to the organizers. It's returning back to them now. You believe that? Shout the loudest. Amen. Stand up on your feet. Let me round off here. I have so much to say, but let me round off now. At least I've been able to say to Todd. Listen to this. Why is it necessary for you to have a knowledge of your inheritance? Because revelation knowledge bets understanding, clears confusion. It begs understanding, brings clarity, it clears confusion. And revelation, secondly, revelation knowledge is the birthplace of faith. The birthplace of faith. Faith coming by hearing, hearing by the word of God. And faith is key to possession. Hebrews chapter 6 verse 12. Through faith and patience, they inherit the promise. Revelation knowledge, thirdly, fuels pursuit. I'm sorry to keep you standing and writing, but take your seat 1 minute. Revelation knowledge, best understanding, brings clarity, clears confusion. Revelation knowledge is the best place of faith, and faith brings possession. Thirdly, revelation knowledge fuels pursuit. Arise, shine. Why? Your light came. You can only rise, you can only run because you saw light. And don't forget this. What is not pursued cannot be possessed. What is not revealed cannot be released. What is not discovered cannot be delivered. What is not pursued cannot be possessed. What is not revealed cannot be realized. And what is not discovered cannot be delivered to you. Deuteronomy 29:29. The things that are revealed belong to us. So many people in Scripture enter their inheritance by revelation. Peter, flesh and blood, has not revealed this to you. Paul, I went up by revelation. Moses came to the backside of the desert, saw what he never saw before, and stepped into his assignment. The rod in his hand was revealed to him. Everything changed. Our Master Jesus, Luke chapter 4, verse 17. The Bible said, from verse 16, and he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood to read.
And they delivered to him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he opened the book, he found the place where it was written. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. At the end, he said, this day that this book is open, is this word fulfilled? This day is this scripture fulfilled. Until you have seen what is written, you will never see what can be fulfilled. This day, the captivity of Judah terminated when Daniel understood by books. Daniel chapter 9 verse 2. That is why the things we are hearing and knowing tonight are important. Am I communicating at all? But this is the final conclusion. The prodigal son and the elder brother, they typify two categories of people in the church. The prodigal son and the elder brother. I'm sure you remember the story. Are you too tired? Can I end with this one? The prodigal son came to his father and said, give me the portion of property that belongs to me. And the father gave it to him. Luke chapter 15. Can read maybe from verse 12 all the way down. And the father gave it to him. And he went from the father and spent everything and became in want. He came back to his senses. He said, My father has servants. And I'm here suffering. Let me go back to my father. And he went back to his father. Father, I'm not ready. I'm not worthy to be called your son. And the father brought out cow, cloth, everything. And the elder brother, committed brother, was coming from the field. He heard the sound. What's going on? Oh, your younger brother, who wasted his property on harlot, just returned. And he got angry. He refused to enter the house. When he entered, eventually he told your father, is this how you are going to pay me? All my life I served you, you have not given me a kid. Kid is baby goat. Meanwhile, this bad boy, useless boy, that spent everything on prostitutes, he came and you are celebrating him. And the father said, boy, how is it that you lack understanding? So you have been serving all this while without light. Everything I have, is it not yours? And can you not access anyone at any time? Those are the two categories of people. Category one, revelation without consecration. That's the prodigal son. They have revelation. They are what they know the word. But they are very reckless. Character-wise, zero. The Bible said, that Bible said, this verse said, that verse said. Intimacy with God, zero. Kingdom service, zero. Personal worship, personal study, personal word, zero. They are quoting word and quoting scripture and quoting a lot of things. They look at you as very shallow. They got revelation. They lack consecration. The outcome is destruction. Then there is another category. They have consecration. Very committed. You must find them in church. They are in church even when there is no service. Don't laugh at them. Because they seem a bit better to me than the first category. Passionate for God. Zealous. But there is consecration without revelation. The devil makes them to accept anything that comes around. Just okay. We are not necessarily serving God for things, which is true to a great extent. We don't serve God for things, but we serve God with things. Mm. We serve him with things. We serve him with money. We serve him with resources. We serve him with outstanding success. We serve him by. You see, your excellence can be more evangelistic than your utterance. There are people who will follow you to church, not because of what you said, but because of what they saw. How God changed your life, that they know. Don't forget it. We don't serve God for things, but we serve God with things. And these people have consecration without revelation. And consecration without revelation equals frustration. Can't pay bills. You're just laboring. People are laughing and mocking at you. All this going to church, what has it produced? The same way that the man was mocking himself. All these years I've been serving you, my father. Have you given me a baby goat before? What we need is consecration plus revelation. And that gives you celebration and satisfaction. Stand up on your feet. Passionate for God. Dedicated church worker. Dedicated prayer man. Dedicated person of character. Dedicated giver of God. And also deep in light, deep in scripture, deep in insight, deep in revelation. And you escape destruction. You escape frustration. You have stepped into celebration. Stepped into satisfaction. And people are wondering. Everything I preach tonight is a possibility. In all humility, I have experienced every single thing to a great extent. To a great extent. All right? And I believe that God is no respecter of persons. What he does for one, he does for another. Stand up on your feet. Yes, you are the Lord. Most high. Yes, you are the Lord. Most high. Oh, yes, you are. Yes, you are the Lord. Yes, you are the Lord. Most high. Lift your voice, sing. Yes, you are the Lord. Yes, you are.
Yes, you are.
Yes, you are the Lord. Most high. Lift your voice, sing. Yes, you are the Lord. Most high.
Most high.
Yes, you are.
Yes, you are.
Yes, you are the Lord.
to pray in the spirit for 7 minutes. Because this is a download. Transmit this thing into your spirit by praying in the spirit. Just let there be a transmission, a translation. Let there be a transfer from the head to the spirit. Let just wire it into your system. Wire what you have received into your system. Let there be a wiring into your system. Open your mouth and pray.
Pray in the spirit. Mashana yada yada yada. Let her
Your hands high. In the name of Jesus. Before we pray the final concluding prayer tonight, lift up your hands everywhere you are. I am going to announce those 7 streams of inheritance. And you are going to scream, "I receive," as you apply your hand on your head. Trusting the Lord, you won't be caught short before your time. And no witch, no wizard will see your defeat. Lift up your hands high. While we are in that position, everyone here today in need of surrender to Jesus, quickly pick your Bibles and your bags and come and receive your own prayer in the front. You want your sins forgiven. You want today to mark a new day for you. You want to be genuinely born again. You want Jesus to be Lord over your life. Quickly step forward. The rest of us, be in the spirit. Shakto palala. The Lord is saying to someone, your season to finally rest has come. Too much stress, too much contradictions, too much controversy, too much misunderstanding, too much people asking, where is your God? Your season. Finally rest. Shut up. Keep coming. Carry your bags and Bibles. And keep coming. That's right. He says to someone else here, your God is about to prove the enemy wrong in your life. God is about to prove the devil wrong. He's about to prove the people of the world wrong. In the name of Jesus. He's saying to someone else here, you are stepping into the season where you will practically enjoy your Christian life. Where people who see you will confirm that it truly pays to worship God. It truly pays to serve God. It truly pays to honor God. Where people will follow you to know your God. Lift up your hands where you are. Now, those of you in the front here, place your right hand on your chest. As you pray this prayer with me, say, Lord Jesus, I come before you today to surrender my life to you. Jesus, forgive me my sins. Make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, forward ever, backward never. I receive the grace, Lord, to live for you. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken off your life. And I decree that the grace to live for God be released upon you. I call it done in Jesus' name. Everyone stretch your two hands in front of you. Let's get the offering out of the way. And then we'll receive our portions of the inheritance tonight. I prophesy upon your hands. I declare that your harvest will look for you from the north and from the south and from the east and from the west. Whatever is yours enters your hands. Systems shall come under pressure. They lose their peace and sleep and rest until what is yours enters your hands. And I call it done in Jesus' name.